Thank you.
Okay. So when I see myself as a servant, I see myself in the right position. I do want to bring a couple of things to your attention. This is right out of the service manual. This is in the area that talks, well, it's what, chapter 3, the area assembly and its activities. I want to be very, very clear here. It lists 3. It says, get my sheet so I can stare at it, to elect a delegate who will represent the area's conscience at the annual General Service Conference. That's extremely important. Number 2, to form a local decision-making structure so groups can collectively decide on matters that affect the area. And let's set that aside for a bit. Number 3, to carry out 12-step work that may not be practical for groups. Now, I want you to understand that I heard some time ago, and I believe it's true, that we have 2 reasons for existing at area and district, and they are unity and sobriety. And if what we're doing at any given moment doesn't serve one of those, then it may need to be questioned. Maybe we need to be doing something else. I'm a firm believer that we put a lot of motions on the floor. And oftentimes I'm sitting there scratching my head saying, does this have to be said? Does it have to be said by this area? And does it have to be said now? Oftentimes we put motions before the body and we create a lot of controversy. I would ask and remind every one of you to keep in mind unity, sobriety. That's our reason for existence. That's why we're there. So as I worked, I brought myself into meeting at the district in the area. What did I do there? Well, at first I was so confounded that I spent my time at GSR school trying to figure out what they were telling me I should be doing. And I will tell you, Marika is absolutely right. You've got an opportunity to go to the central office and get a copy of the service manual. While you're there, please pick up, look at the other pamphlets, pick some up and look at how your position is defined. But don't lose sight of the fact that there are GSRs. But once you get practiced at carrying information to and from the group, then consider standing for a DCM position. In my humble opinion, DCMs serve the role that is most important in AA. And the reason I say that is because DCMs are the conduit between districts and GSRs. They're the people that are out there looking around, trying to find groups, trying to get groups to elect a GSR, finding the GSRs, working with them as a service sponsor or getting them service sponsored, getting those people to attend district and area meetings. It's a very, very, very important task. So I served as a GSR. I served as a DCM. I served as a DCMC. And I found that being a DCMC, the most important thing I could do was let the group be the group. I couldn't tell them what to do. I had to do the best I could do and try to remain neutral and try to guide them along. At Area, I took on the challenge of acting as a chairman or a member of several of the committees, and I enjoyed my time in those tasks. Then back, I guess it was 2021, I heard that, again, that there was a registrar that was leaving, and I believe it was our fourth registrar in panel 70. And they were saying the job had become impossible and it couldn't be done anymore, and oh my, who would take it on? And I kind of heard that bell ringing again. I said, you know, this is perfect for me, because if the job is that undoable, maybe I need to get in there and see if I can do something to make it a little easier. I volunteered my services. I was selected to fill out the remaining part of the term. And then I'm grateful that I was elected to the panel 72 role as registrar. I have found that the most important thing for me is the relationships that I have with the other registrars and with the other members of the body. Marika, I'm glad that you think I'm doing a great job. When I look back at it, I go, oh my, I could do so much better, so much better. My hope and my dream is to turn things over to the new GSR and not have them run out of the room shrieking. I hope to turn them over better than I found. We'll say that. And anybody that's thinking about running for GSR, keep in mind that I'm going to probably help you. Maybe you consider it help. Because when you're elected, I'm going to probably offer my resignation as of November 15th, right around that time period, because God has blessed me. Fortunately, my wife and I are going to be able to take a trip to Australia, and we will be gone from December 3rd through December 20th. That's a particularly important time for registrars. So I think it's time for the new registrar to jump in both feet first and see everything will be great. The water's fine. So there we have it. That's where I stand today. I want to show you a couple other things. This is the first. I want to read through Concept 12 and the six warranties, because these are important when we think about what we do at district and area. The conference shall observe, and so should districts and areas, the spirit of AA tradition, taking care that it never becomes the seat of perilous wealth or power. Two, that sufficient operating funds and reserve be its prudent financial principle. Three, that it place none of its members in a position of unqualified authority over others. Four, that it reach all important decisions by discussion, vote, and wherever possible by substantial unanimity. Five, that its actions never be personally punitive nor an incitement to public controversy. And finally, that it never perform acts of government, and that, like the society it serves, it will always remain democratic in thought and action. One thing I want to emphasize to new GSRs, or for that matter, anybody holding a service position in the district, is that it is important that you're registered. One of the easiest ways you can do that is to go to the Mid-Southern California Area 09 website. This is MSCA09AA.org. If you do that and you scroll over here to Area 9 information, and then go down to Registrar, click on that, and my goodness, what have you found? You found an online registration form. You can register groups and individuals using this form. And it's not only GSRs, you can register DCMs, district officers, what have you. Simply choose whether it's a group registration or an individual registration, and then answer as completely as you can all of the information. Another thing I want to point out is that on the front page of the area website, please scroll down and tap on subscribe. Subscribe gets you listed for the distribution of Area 09 emails. That's an important way for you to get the information about upcoming meetings, get the minutes, and everything else you'll need. Now, I have a couple other things out of the service manual that I'll try to, I'm not sure that these are really that important. I think what I would rather do is take some of your questions. So why don't we do that? If you have questions, I am open to them, so please ask away. The person running the screen, could you make it a full, can you unpin my screen so I can see everybody? Great, that's wonderful. Thank you. Who's got a question? Speak up.
Either speak up or raise your hand, Matthew.
Matthew Alcoholic. So are the district registrars responsible for collecting and from the GSR roster, inputting those changes that have been observed for the meetings themselves? Are we depending on forms and whatnot to be submitted to the area registrar?
Matt, I've taken the approach that I will collect the information in any way that it comes in.
Yes, sir.
If it comes in forms, great. If it comes in on the website, it makes it a million times easier for me. So I keep emphasizing that. But I would tell you that I'm still getting probably 60% by the use of forms. I even get submittals that are in as part of a text or an email where people are savvy to what information I need and they'll just send it along rather than send it back and say, I need you to put this on a form. I usually just put it in the database.
Thank you.
Does that answer?
Yes, sir.
Great. Who else?
Hey, Don?
Yes, Deborah.
That pamphlet, P45, the Circle of Love and Service, is that part of the GSR kit, or is it something that you found which was very helpful?
I believe it is part of the GSR kit, which you've opened a door, which I meant to talk about. Thank you for the reminder. One of the great frustrations serving as your registrar has been, I registered probably hundreds of people, and I was told you didn't register me because I didn't get a kit. Well, I did register them, but they didn't get a kit. And the reason was that the publications back in New York, they were having problems organizing the publications and keeping stock on hand. So what they did was quit sending out kits. They have now, and I'll show you this, I should have remembered to, I did a bad thing. Bear with me for a second here. Okay. What they have done is made the information available electronically. I have to be honest with you, for me, that's great. I like having it electronically because it transfers to all my devices. It's readily available to me, and I don't need to carry around a bunch of books. If you go through that same ritual at the website, if you go to Area 9 information, scroll down to registrar, and below the online registration form are important links. GSR kit in English, GSR kit in Spanish, AA group handbook English and in Spanish. Now let's take a look at this. What you'll see is you have a list of items and you need to click on those and download them individually. You can even get the service manual off of this list.
Hey Don, I went ahead and posted that link for everyone. If you want to click on it, you can have your own copy of what Don was just showing you. And those are all blue hyperlinks. So I like physical copies myself, but I also like Don was saying, I like to have it on all my devices. And then I don't have to cart everything with me. I like to be a traveler too, Don, and it'll be fun, but it's nice to when I'm working with a new GSR service sponsoring them, and we can just click on it together and view it and read it. And, you know, all that information can be kind of hard to understand on your own, but when you read it with a service sponsor or somebody who's also used it before, it can be so handy. And I did find that circle of love and service. Thanks so much, Don. Your presentation was amazing.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. Other questions? Well, let me close with these recaps. I want to remind you that there's three stages of life: learn, earn, and return. When we work on behalf of AA for in general service, at group service, whatever we're doing to be of service, we are definitely returning. The best thing we can do during that time where we are acting as a servant is to take on the servant attitude, to remember that we're not the center of the universe, and to remember we're not there to tell people what to do. We're just not. For me, that always goes back to one of the first revelations I had as part of this program, and that is that there is a God, and it's not me. For me to make a success out of this program, I need to use recovery, unity, and service. I need to use those three legs to balance my sobriety. I thank you all for being of service. If you have any reason that you want to get in touch with me, please don't hesitate to give me a call or an email or a text. Thanks much. And thank you, Marika.
Don, that was magnificent. I've never heard a better, more spiritual breakdown of Area 9. It spoke to the core of my being. I wanted to single out Maggie. She goes to my 7 a.m. Zoom Marina Pacifica meeting. She's a new GSR and we hadn't met yet because it was tonight. But when you brought up the concepts, she had the foresight to not waste her GSR report time. And she went over concepts and broke them down so simply. And although I've studied them and read them, I learned something. And GSRs, you can get really creative. And if your group gives you time, take it, because there's a message that's important to transmit. And on our website, there is a GSR form that helps you get started in making GSR reports. And so if you're a little lost now, there is a form that helps you. And Dawn, you have definitely left the position. Oh my God, it was a nightmare. So much better. And I was planning in October to run for registrar because between District 1 and District 3, I've been registrar for 5 years. And I really, really want to serve in that capacity. So I don't know how to put my name in the running for when you resign, but I am more than willing to take that job on. It is such an important function and you have done a magnificent job. And we are so grateful that you were with us here tonight. So thank you for everything that you do and everything that you are.
Thank you. Thank you.